This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
We are so excited to have live on the phone, all the way from Miami, the Queen of the Skies, Australia's most famous trolley dolly, it's Pam Ann. Welcome to Joy.
Oh, look, what a pleasure it is to hear some voices. I'm over here self-isolating, having a quarantini.
It's breakfast here at the moment, so I have been told not to drink so early when we're going live to air.
Oh, look, it's day drinking. Day drinking for 3 weeks.
What do you mean 3 weeks, Pam? We know you. It's been 3 decades, hasn't it?
3 decades,
Dom. I call them champagne breakfasts.
Self-isolating is nothing new to me.
Look, Pam Ann, you have been looking after the rich and famous in first class for a while now, and in this time of closed borders, I'm betting it's probably the first time that Pam Ann has been grounded and told to keep her hangar's doors closed.
It's never happened before, because my wing's always up, my flaps are always up and flapping, you know? So yeah. It's very hard to tighten the wings. I do manage to sometimes get my flaps down.
Well, we do know that. We do follow you on Instagram, so we know you're always getting your flaps are moving. Yeah.
The flaps are down, but standing is down. Look, you know.
Not everything's on the ground.
Yeah.
Look, my feet are on the ground now, you know. Look, you know, listen. You know, I am an international celebrity air hostess to the stars and beyond, but listen, you know, that's not all that I do, and this is time for me to let you know. Look, I'm actually a doctor of infectious... Oh, hang on, the Muppets are telling me. I'm actually a doctor of infectious diseases.
You are?
You didn't know that, did you?
No.
I write poetry. I'm a doctor of infectious diseases. So I'm actually on the front line right now with Dr. Fauci. We're just trying to come up with a vaccine.
And what are you making your vaccine out of? Is it alcohol?
Well, I've got a few things around the house.
Yeah.
I've got some leftover stuff from, you know, what, and I know it's the morning there, but, you know, those things that you leave in your pockets and so on. I've just been going through my wardrobe like that Japanese lady. I was getting some old stuff out of some pockets from the rave. And I'm sure that if I put a few things together like that, and there's a few people I know we put a few things together, we'll come up with a vaccine by December, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, between you and your best friends, Elton John, I think you'll come up with something, won't you?
I mean, something with Rocket Man. I mean, he can't play the piano at the moment. He's stuck somewhere. He's stuck in a house somewhere without a piano. Can you believe it?
Oh, I don't believe it. He'd have one florin in, wouldn't he? There's no way Elton would be without his piano.
I'm sure he's got an organ.
He would be playing his organ, that's correct. Look, Pam Ann, the Global Alliance, which I love, would have lost their jobs at the moment with the multiple airlines around the world having to lay off their staff. Have you heard what the poor girls have had to do to pay their rent? Like, is poor Air India having to take a job in the call centre?
Well, she was always at the call centre and they never actually were in the air. It wasn't real anyway, Air India. It was a fake. You know, they don't have to go on Air India. Please, I mean, come on. I mean, I know that Virgin Australia, I mean, look, the hospitals are going to call in the crew because, you know, they're very good at the CPR and emergency, so the next best things to nurses. So I believe Qantas are going to be called in because they need the CPR. Virgin will be called in to make the beds and a good night service. And yep. I think the Tiger Air, listen, I think Tiger Air brought the virus in. Come on.
We're going to blame Tiger Aero. Well, so they'll be picking up bedpans, won't they? They're the cheap, nasty ones out the back.
They'll be working at the dollar store. They're not allowed to hospital.
Pam, you have permanently touched down with those flaps not going on anywhere at the moment, living in Miami at the moment. How different are the travellers there compared to Aussies?
Well, no one's here right now, Jeff. The spring break has got kicked out of here and there's just a one seagull. And
looking for chips.
Really, all we see is the beach and we can't swim in it. And the cartel, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they're probably the busiest people here right now.
Well, now that you're in infectious diseases, so your job's really quite secure, what would you have for tips of back here in Australia with, we don't even have a seagull. We've got grey, rainy skies today. It seemed like it was across Australia we had a bit of a cloud overcome. Winter is coming, as they'd say at Game of Thrones. What would you tell us that we should be doing right now? If we haven't got
probably
your skills.
The craft. Probably the craft. You know, you need to get on Amazon, get some clag, and super glue for the kids, though. Super glue.
Super glue super for glue the kids.
Yeah, super glue their hands to some walls and their mouths shut.
Well, and we all love to do that.
Craft is always fun with some knives for the kids. Sharp knives, clag, super glue. And I think, it's, you know, I mean, I don't know how Australians are going to handle it. You know, usually up there at picnic, hanging rocks. You know, you love going on out on an outing. I don't know. You have to create something at home, like draw a rock on the wall. You know,
become muralists. We should all just do a big mural.
Start painting. Just start painting the house in you know, like the Aboriginal plane that Qantas had. You're going to start doing some dot painting or something.
That sounds fantastic.
Something Australian. Look, what are you going to do? No sausage sizzles at home, maybe.
Pam, we have you on the phone today for one very special reason, because tomorrow, the 3rd, you have a very special treat for your Aussie travellers. Can you tell us, can you give us the spiel what we're in for?
Well, look, I'm actually able to fly right now. I do have one of my aircrafts in the sky. So I'm going to be coming from, we're coming live from Wuhan. Lily is actually there at the moment in Wuhan. So some of my global alliance, and we're coming, we're going to Gloria from Qantas. She's in Armidale. So we're coming live from Armidale. She's going to be showing you how to make cocktails. And,
excellent.
So we're coming alive from Armidale?
From Armidale. Gloria lives in Armidale. She's transgender. She's like, hello, everyone. Qantas, and I will be coming live from Miami in my living room /747-400, and we'll just be breaking it down with the travel ban in Australia. I've got some horoscopes, poetry. I've been writing Isolation Fats, my latest one.
Can you give us a little snippet?
Yes. Listen, do you have some music? Can I have some poem music, please? Softer. Lighter. Yeah, that's it. Isolation fat. Week one of self-quarantine. Free weights, workout tape, yoga mat. Running on a treadmill instead of running on track. Lean meals, protein shakes and healthy snacks. The virus is bad. So what could be worse? Isolation fat.
Well, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah. Well, if you need me for backup music at any stage, just give me a call, man.
Yeah, I need this.
How do we get involved if we want to watch your fantastic live stream of your show, Pam Ann, the Travel Ban Australia? How can we get involved if we want to have a look?
So you have to go to our website. Don't be afraid, Australia. Go to stageit.com.
Stageit.com, yep.
All artists are doing live streams from their home. And if you go to search Pam Ann, or you can get tickets at pamann.com/tour. And I also will be doing some Pamagrams. So if people want to send or dear Pam, some advice columns, whatever you want to give shout outs, you can email me at insightservice@pamann.com and I will answer all your advice. And I will also do some shout-outs to everyone. And, you know, we're going to swing by Milan for some fashion and maybe New York and get on the comfort ship, you know?
Do you have a few different costs there? Is there an economy? Is there a first class? Is it just first class that you're going to give shout-outs to? What do we need to do? What do we need to know?
You know, that's a very good idea, Jess. They need to state what cap they're in to what order I do them.
Yes.
I love that. Yeah, business or Corona Club.
Exactly.
Pam, you're very active on your socials, and here at Tom and Jess, we love following you at Pam Ann Wantsagram on Insta. Yes. You have so much fun, and you're very classy, let me tell you. But what advice can you give? But what advice can you give the public who are home in self quarantine and not being as classy as you on the web? Is there any advice how they keep it like yourself?
Keep it nice.
What do? I have a cocktail. Coca-Cola cocktail. I'm trying to talk to you with being BC, with the kids listening at home. You know, I'm quarantining. I love to watch Britney Spears get dressed.
Don't we all?
Me especially. I love her in all her stages. From hair to no hair. Actually, I shouldn't say that after getting dressed. So, look, tickets for the Pam Ann Show Travel Ban Live Stream Extravaganza are available from stageit.com or from panann.com. Thank you, Pam Ann. You have been lovely. I didn't even get even one beep out in the swears.
You know what's so amazing is that everyone thinks I'm in Miami, but really, I'm in the studio, so I'm isolating with you.
Excellent.
It's crazy. I'm like the boy in the bubble.
Well, Pam, ma'am, there has been a thing going around about you pick the three people you'd like to be stuck in isolation with, and I'm going to tell you, Pam Ann is my number one on my list. I love seeing your shows live, and I can't wait to see you stream it out tomorrow. You are fantastic.
Oh, I love you. I love you guys. Thank you so much for having me on your fabulous show on Joy FM. You know I'm the...
Joy 94.9. None of that is there.
94.9.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.